Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the nature of God was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
The Lord wants this relationship with you. That's the good news. Some of you think, oh, God doesn't want to hang out with me. Yes, He does. He loved you so much He died for you. If He loved you enough to die for you and suffer, don't you think He loves you enough that He'd just want to be with you and that He wants to be your friend and that He wants to know you and that He wants to say something encouraging to you and positive to you? And yet again, religion, see, has made us thought, oh no, I'm just so unworthy. And we come in and all we are is a servant. Which, yes, we are a servant, but we're a son. And He says, I call you my friend. The Lord wants to know you much more than just as a slave or a servant. He wants to know you. He wants to have intimate relationship with you. This is what He redeemed you for. And brothers and sisters, I think the majority of Christians are missing this. We just aren't taking advantage of it. And so because of it, we're obsessed with things that are relatively insignificant. We're bothered. We don't have faith because we don't have a relationship. Everything comes out of relationship. And if you know God, you just don't have trouble believing Him. You know, a little kid, a one-year-old baby, you don't ever see them going around saying, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that my dad's going to feed me. I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I'm going to get a bicycle when I'm three. I'm going to get this. I confess and that He's going to provide for me and that I'm going to get a bed to sleep in and that I'm going to have clothes to wear. They don't do any of that stuff. They just have relationship. They just sit there and don't even think about it. You know why? And these things come to them because they trust the Father. They have a relationship with Him. But man, I see Christians all the time that are just confessing and binding and loosening and trying to make God do this, and it's because they don't know Him. Really, God's done everything. You don't have to spend any time trying to get God to do anything. He's already done it all. That's what that book about you've already got it is all about. He's already done everything. He's put all of this power on the inside of you. And as you come to know Him and as you get your mind renewed, faith rises and you just take your authority and speak what God says and it comes to pass. The Christian life isn't difficult if you're in a relationship with God. If you're in the flesh, it's impossible. But you know, if you're in a relationship with God, it just flows. The Bible says it's the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. It's fruit. You don't have to pray for it and beg for it and get somebody to agree with you and call the prayer chain. It's fruit. Have you ever seen an apple tree just groan and travail and scream and let out a big old cry? Ah, and here's an apple. An apple tree just produces apple. It's the nature of an apple tree to produce an apple. It's the nature of a Christian for you to be a world overcomer. It's the nature for you to be healed and healthy and joyful if you are rooted in the vine, if you're planted, if that life is flowing through you. It's your nature to produce fruit. It's your nature to be healed. But I guarantee you, if you are separated from the vine, if you cut the branch off, it's really difficult to have fruit. And that's where most Christians are. We aren't plugged into the vine. We aren't abiding in the vine. And therefore, we aren't bearing fruit because we aren't having the relationship. We just need relationship with God. And God wants it with you. The Lord loves you. I wish I had better words to be able to communicate all of this. But God loves you and He wants to know you. And the good thing is, as you hang out with the Lord, you become like Him. You become like who you hang out with. And if you were to hang out with the Lord and just get to know Him and get to where you enjoy Him, you'd wind up starting, you'd quit being bitter and angry and mean as a snake and depressed and sick and poor. And you'd start having love and joy and peace, and it just happened to you, and you wouldn't even know that it was happening. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's not about what God can produce. Knowing God is the thing. It's like, who wants the golden egg when you have the goose that produces the golden egg? Man, I'm not worried about healing. I know God. And God is for me, and so therefore I'll get all of the healing that I need. I'm not worried about prosperity because I've got God, and God will take care of my need. I'm not worried about what people have to say about me because God loves me. God knows me better than you do, and He loves me. God's more important than you are, and He loves me. So why am I going to be bothered if you don't love me? It's no big deal. Amen? Isn't that good? God loves us, brothers and sisters. He wants you. So I know some of you are thinking, all right, I'm convinced. What do I do? I can't give you a formula. You just know Him. He wants to know you. If you want to know Him, if you will seek, you'll find. Jeremiah 29, verse 12 and 13. You shall seek and you shall find me when you shall seek with all of your heart. When you get to where you can't live without knowing God, you will. As long as you can live without knowing God, as long as you can continue along the path that you're on, get up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, get up, go to work, come home, just be on the treadmill doing nothing. And as long as that's sufficient for you, you won't know God. But when you get to a place that, God, I want to know you more than anything, you'll know Him. He'll reveal Himself to you. You know, I had that experience, and that kind of jump-started my life. But I could tell you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times that, man, I've just been in the presence of God, seeking, crying out, God, I want to know you more. I remember one time I spent like 12 hours at night walking in Louisiana. Got lost, walking among the bayous, ran across from alligators, but I was out there doing business. God, I want to know you. And if I got eaten by an alligator, no big deal. And I just was focused on knowing God. I remember a time in Vietnam that I was just praying. I prayed all night long. When I woke up in the morning, I had hundreds of cockroaches on me. Cockroaches that big without their feet. They had eaten. Just they were biting me. I was red all over. But I didn't know it. I was focused on God. Man, God, I wanted to know you. And I was oblivious to what was going on. You know what? When you get to where you're focused on God, you'll find Him. He's not hiding. But if you've got this attitude of, God, my favorite show's on in 5 minutes. And if you can reveal yourself to me and change my life and touch my life and give me all the joy and the peace in 5 minutes, fine. And then I've got something I've got to go do. You know what? He's not going to show up. Of course, He's always there, but He's not going to reveal Himself to you like that. That's not the way that the Lord is. The Lord, He's jealous. He wants you. And if you want Him, I guarantee you, you'll connect. I can't give you a formula, but I can give you a promise that if you seek, you find. If you knock, it'll be opened unto you. It's going to work if you just get to where you really desire it. Amen? And I recommend it highly. Amen. And some of you think, well, how long does it take? Rest of your life. This isn't something you do for an hour and then you go back. You need a lifestyle change. Whatever it is that you've been occupying yourself with and has been the thing that has been more important, you're going to have to make a relative deal that everything else is like done compared to knowing God. And you're going to have to put the priority on it. And you're going to have to seek for it as treasure and gold. And when you seek, you'll find. It'll happen. And it'll take time. And you'll grow in it. But it's well worth the effort. Somebody says, but I need something right now. What if it takes me a year? Well, if it takes a year, you can't get there any quicker than starting tonight. And I tell you what, you'll enjoy the journey. There's still a lot of things that I don't understand and that I know that I need to know the Lord better. I do not understand some things the way that they happen. Things should be working differently. I see a lot of good things, but I don't have it all figured out. But you know what? I am so blessed where I am that I'm not discontent. I'm not unhappy. I haven't arrived, but I've left, and I'm enjoying the journey. And praise God, you will enjoy the journey if you will just make knowing God a priority in your life. Amen? Amen. And I tell you, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, that's the first step. You've got to know Him as Savior. You can't just believe that He exists and that He is the Savior. He has to become your Savior. He has to be your Lord. You have to make a personal commitment to Him and receive Him and trust Him for your salvation. And the most important thing in my life in relationship with God, and I believe Jamie would say the same thing, when we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, man, that is when my relationship with God really began. Prior to that time, I was born again, but when you receive the Holy Spirit is sent to draw you unto Jesus and to reveal Jesus. And it's like you can't really know Jesus apart from the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which includes a lot of things, but it includes speaking in tongues. If you don't speak in tongues, you aren't going to come to know God the way that you should. You need to receive the Holy Spirit and start flowing in these gifts of the Holy Spirit in order to really know God. So you need both of those things. Every person in here needs that. If you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that just has given you the power that you need, but then you still have to submit to it and use it. And there's a lot of Christians who've received the Holy Spirit that haven't been utilizing it. They don't pray in tongues. They don't depend upon the Holy Spirit. It's not a guarantee, but at least it gives you the power to begin to start knowing God. Is there anybody in here tonight who would say, I either need to make Jesus my personal Lord?
This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM236 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. And remember, this is the last day that we'll be offering this product, so please respond today. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Now, you won't be able to call us by telephone today because our helpline is closed due to the holiday. But remember, you can go to our website 24 hours a day at awmi.net.
I'd like to encourage you as you write in to get these materials. Remember, today is our last day to offer you this teaching as a gift. But when you call or write, I'd like to encourage you to become a partner with us. You know, the things that we're doing, we're reaching people all over the world, and this is changing people's lives. I can guarantee you that the things that I said today changed millions of people's attitudes all over the world. But it cost a lot of money to do this, and there's other people that we could reach if we just were on more outlets, if we were on more times per day. We need people to stand with us, and I'd like to ask you that if you've been blessed by this ministry, then be a blessing and become a partner today. So long.